defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the middle of the week edition. My gosh, getting close to the weekend already. You know how that is, right? That means the Monster Cast is coming up. Let me start the program off with this note. Now, you've heard me say on this program before and on the Monster Cast that I'm a season ticket holder for the Atlanta Braves. A full seat season ticket holder, meaning I had every home game. I didn't get to go to a lot of games this year. Me personally, only two. But my wife and kids went to sporadic games this season. And let me tell you something that upsets me a little bit. Yes, I'm going to talk about what happened yesterday. But let me explain why I don't like what they do with ticketing here. When you buy tickets and you're a season ticket holder and an A-list member, and your team makes the playoffs, wouldn't you think you would get playoff tickets without having to commit to next year's seats, being it's this season that you've already paid for? One would think so. But here's what I found out. When I decided not to re-up my seats for next year because the kids are getting bigger, we just can't make that many games, it's not worth it, I lost my ability to buy the season ticket strips at a very low rate. And I had only the access that was available to me to get them for a better price somewhere else in the stadium, but I lost my seats that I paid for all year because I didn't want to pay for next year. To me, that's a little sketchy. So why do I mention that? Because it made me feel a little bit better last night when I saw the Braves literally lose in the postseason, the worst postseason failure loss in the history of postseason Major League Baseball, when the Cardinals went up 10 runs in their first at-bat at the top of the first inning and just knocked them right out instantly. A very long remaining 9 innings for the Atlanta Braves. So that made me feel a little better because I felt like I was getting ripped off on my seats. So I just had to say that. Oh, well, they're gone. It cost me $100 in Vegas, but it was worth it. It was a fun season. Now we move on. And my pick, somebody's going to ask me that I can hear it now. I'm picking the Yankees to go all the way at this stage of the game. But don't count out the Rays. Don't count out the Rays. Don't want to do that. Okay, gosh. Where else are we going to go today? I've got so many places I want to take you. But then something popped up today. I was doing my normal triage research. And guess what I saw? I saw over at the Gun Feed a story pop up that said, and I enjoy this when I see this stuff over on places like the Gun Feed. I wonder, ooh, what is this? When I look at it, if you've never been there, it's a great site. I suggest you check it out. Making gun ownership unattainable through taxation. And when I clicked on it, my dear friend, Mr. David Kodria's piece came up. And I'm going to bring him to you right now to talk about this and a whole bunch of other stuff. David, welcome to the program. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, but, you know, Mark, we have a lot of similarities, you and I, but one area we differ on is professional sports.
Yep.
And you've heard me say before, when I die and go to hell, they're going to make me watch it. But just a question about your Atlanta team. Isn't that the one that Ted Turner and Jane Fonda got in trouble for making the politically incorrect tomahawk chopping motion with their hands?
Yeah, and you know,
what does Elizabeth Warren have to say about that?
Well, it gets a little bit better than that. I forget who the Cardinal, and I can't believe I forget who this was. I hadn't planned on talking about this. One of the Cardinals players, I forget who it was. His name is escaping me right now. Listener, if you remember who it is, email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know. But he was offended at the tomahawk chop when they were here for the first part of the series, the Game 5 series, Games 1 and 2. And the tomahawk chop offended him. So when they came back to the stadium for the fifth game, the Braves organization refused to hand out the foam tomahawks so they didn't offend the St. Louis Cardinal player. Your take on that, David?
I'm just, you know, still upset that Cleveland, they've stopped at their stadium selling the Chief Wahoo merchandise. Okay, you can only get the C anymore. And but Mark, you know, me and sports, I haven't really followed Cleveland since Vic Davalio and Sudden Sam McDowell, and of course before that, Rocky Calavito. Okay, and Francona's old man,
and Rocky Balboa too, right? Let's not forget Rocky Balboa, that kind of stuff. So you're going back a ways. You know what's interesting is I wasn't in the stands yesterday because of that whole season ticket thing. The whole thing just to me was just a rip. I mean, you know, you pay for the seats all year. And if you don't re-up, well, you lose the opportunity to get these postseason tickets in your own seats, and you got to go into the regular, you know, deal over here. We'll give you first right, but it just stunk. I didn't like it, and it upsets me. But I will say this. They didn't have any reason last night to really do a tomahawk chop because they got shellacked. The game was over in the top of the first inning. But had they, I can promise you, in the Braves stadium, if they were told not to do it, they would have done it 50 times as loud, and they would have done it throughout the whole game. I turned it off after the second inning. I just didn't even waste my time anymore. I just waited for the Dodgers game. But nonetheless, we do differ on sports. I haven't watched professional football in years, and I won't. I couldn't tell you who plays. I don't give a crap about them anymore. I'm over them. So sick and tired of the social justice warrior. David, we got the same thing going on with the NBA and these loudmouth Steve Kerr from the Warriors, always railing on my right to bear arms and all this. Now he's over there sucking up to communist China while he badmouths his own country. I got no time for that either, but I love watching professional baseball. And I hope to God they just keep it on the straight and narrow, because it really truly is, as far as I'm concerned, a pure sport. There's so much human element, and it's dramatic, and I love to watch it. But I digress. What was the gun feed talking about at the top when I first saw that pop into my inbox today, making gun ownership unattainable through taxation, and it linked to you?
Yeah, basically what we're talking about is that the Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence, like they've ever prevented any gun violence, okay? Right. They've got a study out called Analyzing Gun Violence Prevention Taxes Under Emerging Firearm Fee Jurisprudence. And they go on to make the case that, well, you know, they have conservation fees and things like that help finance hunting and things like that. And so there's really nothing that should stop the ability of governments to essentially tax guns out of existence, make them unavailable to lower income people living in neighborhoods where the greatest need for self-protection arguably exists for the law abiding, particularly those who, work hard and work several jobs and come home by bus and have to walk streets late at night. And by raising the price of guns through taxation and ammunition through taxation, ostensibly saying that you're going to do this to reduce violence, of course, we know that's not going to disarm the predators. That's not going to slow them down one bit. And it's really not even going to, stop you and I from owning guns, although we may be more judicious in how much time we spend at the range and how much ammunition we expend, meaning that if we don't practice as much, we're not going to be as safe, okay, and as responsible. So this actually has the negative impact on that. And, on top of that, I had an interesting comment, because all I really did on this, Mark, I didn't write an article on it. I just put a blog post up on my War on Guns blog. And I've got an interesting comment under there that I have not had time to check on. And possibly this is something that one of your listeners can look at. And this reader saying, Murdoch versus Pennsylvania, the ruling of the Supreme Court, you can't impose a tax on the exercise of a right. This needs to be screamed to the rest of the country. And so I would be very interested to look into that myself and to hear some legal opinions on that.
I'm looking right at it. Murdoch v. Pennsylvania, 2A guy is the commenter. Murdoch v. Pennsylvania, the ruling of the Supreme Court, you can't impose a tax on the exercise of a right. This needs to be screamed to the rest of the country. You know, that's interesting, David. We're going to go into a break here, so let me just kind of bloviate here for just a couple of seconds. We'll tell you something funny, and then we'll get back into the meat of the stuff, because I got a lot of things I want to cover with you. First off, when I clicked on that link, when I got my alert, it took me over to thegunfeed.com. Then when I clicked on it, it took me to your blog post. A couple seconds later, the screen went blank, and I got a notification telling me that the site was now being blocked because it contained privacy issues or possibly dangerous content, meaning yours. And your site is waronguns.blogspot.com. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. I thought, wow, the only thing dangerous at David's site is David's pen. Okay. And that's a concern now lately, isn't it? In the browser I'm using, you're probably asking listeners, Firefox. So I don't know whether that was because of the content on your site. I have no earthly idea. But your security on everything else appears you appear to have a solid, secure sticker on there. So I don't know. Okay, that sound we just heard, I believe, is David drop the call, Sean. I believe, David, did we just lose David? Looks like we just lost David Kodria briefly. I don't know how long he's been gone, probably just that last minute that I've been bloviating. But here's what we're going to do. Have no fear. We'll get David Kodria back on the line. It was a perfect time and a perfect opportunity for the, oh, I can see he's coming in right now again. Okay, we'll pick him up and we'll bring him back in the next segment. When we come back, I've got a lot of different directions I want to go with David Kodria. So enjoy listening to all the cool sponsors that we have on the program. Know that there's a lot more coming. Don't forget to visit my website, armedamericanradio.org. And when we come back, we'll continue this conversation with David Kodria, and you'll understand why it's so much fun to have him on. I can't wait to bring him to you with some premium content. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios continues right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio, the GunBroker.com studios, the Daily Defense. Welcome back inside the studio with me. Don't forget to shout out to all of our sponsors, including GunBroker.com. The range bag giveaway is coming up next, well, the week after this, on the 20th on the Monster Show. More about that on my website, ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Sign up for the email alerts. I'll keep you posted there as we rebuild the new site. And number two, Facebook.com/ArmedAmericanRadio. And don't forget to visit all the rest of our great sponsors, Ledslinger Whiskey, Vault Pro USA, Crossbreed, MyPillow, the buy one, get one is going. You're here in that spot today. 1791 Gun Leather, Defender Coffee. We'll talk about them in just a minute. All right, here we go. David Kodria, we lost you in the last segment. We've got you back now. No fears, listener. David's going to be here with us for the remainder of the hour. David, in the previous segment when we dropped right before the break, what I was talking about when I went to your website after I got that link, I clicked on it. It showed up for a second, and then bam, I got this notification. And I'm using Firefox that, warning, this site could be stealing your private information or may contain dangerous content. And I said right before I dropped you, the only thing dangerous at that site is your pen, brother. So I don't know if that's a Firefox issue, or I don't know what happened there. Your security seems to be fine on the site, but you know, this is the kind of stuff you think of when you're involved in this fight, because they're trying to silence our First Amendment as well too. It wouldn't surprise me one bit that Firefox didn't like something about the war on guns or on your Blogspot that caused it to do that. I don't know if that's true or not. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Blogspot is run by Google, and all their protections are in place. So if it would happen to mine, it should happen to all of them. My own home computers, I keep protected with malware bytes and with Webroot, and do daily scans on all of that. So I know that I'm not putting anything out there. But, you know, Mark, this comes into some things I've run into before in terms of being suppressed. The Google algorithm seems to change so that one day I'll look on my news feed under my name or the regular Google feed under my name, and I'll have twice as many hits as I did the day before. Or half the hits that I did the day before. And so then I'll look at a title that gets published on AmmoLand that goes to the Google News feed. And all of a sudden, I'll see the title from a previous article, but not the current article. And it gets to the ridiculous point that, like, through social media, on last December 15th, it was Bill of Rights Day. Right. And I put out a little blog that said, have a commemorative or a contemplative Bill of Rights Day. And I had the little logo from JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, showing a Minuteman with a flag behind him. And that got rejected by Facebook because they told me that it violated community standards. And you know, the guy just had like a tri-corner hat and a flag behind him. Okay, and it was saying happy Bill of Rights Day to everyone, and somehow or other that violated community standards, and the people who follow me on Facebook didn't get a chance to see it until I fought with them and got it restored.
Violates community standards. You know, you got to wonder whose standards we're talking about. That's going to lead me to a question. I'm glad you brought this up. Great answer. See, listener, that's what you get when you ask David a question and you get this, you know, brilliant response that sets up. See, David, I don't have to work when I have you on. It's so wonderful having you on the program. You're with a handful of folks out there like Gottlieb and others that you really make my day easy because you're so good at what you're doing and articulating your points. And you just lead me down another road. And that leads me down this road. I asked Gottlieb on the program on Sunday's show a very provocative question, and I'll ask it of you. And I've mentioned it a couple times since. But rather than ask you the question I asked Alan, I'll ask you the question I am asking myself and my listeners to think about. And based on the fact that when Bill of Rights Day violates some type of community standard, the natural question is what standard and whose community? Who are these people that would offend them? And that leads me to this question again. David, what is it? Now that we know that the other side clearly does want our guns, and they've made that no bones about that. Hell yes, we're coming to take your guns. And you've got other Democrats telling them, shh, stop, God, cut it out. We didn't want everybody to know that. Of course, we've all known that. Now we all know it for certain. That leads me to this question. What is it about their agenda and what is it they want to do to this country that requires me to be disarmed.
Yeah, and it's not just the guns, and you see it. You see it in the way that they are trying to shut down the marketplace of ideas. I was just working on a blog about Michelle Malkin and an event that she was going to be going to, and it was closed down at Trump's Mar-a-Lago because the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been totally discredited, okay, but they were saying that this was part of an extremist hate group, okay? And so even the Mar-a-Lago, Trump's resort down there, said you can't have the event here at our facility because SPLC is saying you people are a hate group and we don't want to have the corporate liability that all this virtue signaling is doing to make it seem like we are somehow haters ourselves by associating with you. And that's the way they're going to shut it down and get everybody thinking uniformly. Okay. And it's funny that you mentioned China. And we just saw in Philadelphia, they just had a ceremony where they hoisted the communist Chinese flag. Okay. And they were doing it under the auspices of this shows our diversity. And I was thinking, well, how diverse is that if you start bringing the Uyghurs and the Tibetans into the picture on that? Okay.
Great question.
Not very diverse, but you want to have groupthink, you want to have everybody thinking along the same way. It's just the same with members of minority groups, Mark, that decide that they're conservatives. All of a sudden, they are lambasted as being race traitors. And if you want to talk about what is really racist, to put somebody in a box because you think that they are not conforming with the approved stereotype, that's horrible.
Yeah, it leads to some very, I use the word again, provocative thoughts and questions and discussions that one never thought one would ask in one's lifetime. Never in my life, honest to goodness. I remember sending an email to somebody asking them a question and they responded. I responded back to them. It didn't matter what it was. I responded back to them. Yeah, on the same lines, I bet you never thought you'd see one of the two major political parties in this country now pushing socialism in America. And the response is, well, you got me on that. Checkmate. These are things that we never thought we would see in America. And I never thought I would ask that question. Well, I did because I knew going back about at least 10 years. Because I've known what the left's, what their agenda is, David, as you have. We've been writing and talking about it for quite a long time together. But to really come out publicly and ask the question of Mr. Gottlieb and say, does their agenda require us to be unarmed, Alan? And hear him say, you know, sadly, yes, it does. That's a very dangerous place to be. David, we're going to get ready to take a break here in about 15 seconds. So I'll just lead you off in a completely different direction when we come back, because there's some things that I haven't had a chance to speak with you yet on that I know my listeners are going to want to hear from you. Everything from the Walmart, Kroger, Publix no longer wanting your guns in there to Texas County declaring itself Second Amendment sanctuary. More about Walmart, too. We'll go with Dave in a bunch of different directions. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from these GunBroker.com studios is back at you one more time. You heard the rejoiner, the spot anyway, the Defender Coffee. That's what I'm drinking. That's all I drink anymore. You know that I crossed the sign there. David Cody, let me bring you in. Defender Coffee is one of our new sponsors. Defender Coffee lets the buyer of the coffee donate the profits to one of three organizations, Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy Coalition, or Gun Owners of America, which is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I'm going to drink coffee anyway, and I'm going to give my profits over to the Second Amendment Foundation. So I love that, but I joke about, I hear it from all the time from listeners, did you walk past that sign that says no food or drink in studio? And the answer to that, of course, is yes. You've been in studio with me. You've seen that. David, signs don't work, do they?
No, signs don't really work, Mark.
Okay, so bad guys aren't going to pay attention, right?
Well, if they did, we would not have school murders happening.
Well, and radio hosts wouldn't walk into studios that have signs that say no food or drink and see cracker wrappers and empty pizza boxes and Pepsi cans and stuff in the garbage cans. The point, listener, that we're trying to make here in a humorous way is that signs are worthless. So let me just go back and say DefenderCoffee.com. Every sip you take defends the Second Amendment, and that's a beautiful thing. All right, David, as I said before the break, I got so many different directions I want to go with you. And then it hit me during the break. I want to talk to you about Dick's Sporting Goods before I go anywhere else. This guy, Ed Stack, is a real piece of work.
I mean a real piece of work. This guy has admitted on CBS on Sunday that it's his decision as the CEO. This is a publicly traded company. Has cost that company over $250 million. He said at least $250 million. David, as the CEO, his sole responsibility is to make sure they make $250 million, not lose. Should this guy even have his job? Should the board? What should happen here?
Well, I think what happens, though, is that his family are by far the majority owners. But I would think that minority owners ought to be able to band together and say that, in fact, he is violating his fiduciary duties.
Correct.
To us as stockholders. We bought this stock under the assumption that that the CEO was going to be working towards the main goal of making a profit and not making unnecessary expenditures just so that he can get social warrior credit points. Okay, back to China again, the social credit system. And so I would really, you know, be interested to find out someone who is versed in that type of law, if that in fact is not a total violation of fiduciary trust to where it becomes actionable. Because if I were a minority shareholder, I would be angry.
You know, I had a conversation with somebody who I will not name at this stage of the game because you just brought up part of what it was about, who was in the know behind the scenes on this, was stating to me that this is a possibility that there may be some type of action based on that interview and that admission that he has cost them $250 billion. Forget the fact that the stock went up there. You're talking about massive loss. That's $250 million that those stockholders would like to have. And you've got, I don't know how many portfolios Dix is a part of as far as portfolio management's concerned, okay? But this would seem to me to be a problem. We've discussed it here on the program many times over the years. To me, he has completely walked away from his fiduciary responsibility. And it would seem to me, if I were a stockholder, particularly a major stockholder, minority or not, doesn't matter, that myself and other minorities could band together and say, hey, this ain't going to fly, and possibly take legal action. There is some talk about that out there in the wild. That's all I can say about that right now, because I don't know much more than that. But that wouldn't surprise you, right, based on what you just said?
No, and here's the thing, though. If you look up Dick's Sporting Goods on the New York Stock Exchange, okay, right now it's looking like today, okay, we're doing okay. Everything that we see on the chart is green, and it's up 1.54% or whatever. But then you go over to the tab and click on 5 years, and you take a look at that, and it's all red.
Yeah.
It is all red. And what's been going on since 2018 is at a significantly lower level than it was in 2017 at the height. Or, you know, there was a slight depression in 2016 that brought it down to the levels that we're at today. But before 2016, 2017, and you look at the five-year chart, and it's not green any longer, Mark.
Well, you know what's interesting? We can get into some corporate stuff here. This is a publicly traded company. There's a big difference between a publicly traded company and obligations, legalities, laws, et cetera, versus a privately held company. Okay, where maybe you and your wife, David, are the two stockholders. And maybe your, you know, sons are stockholders and the four of you run the business. Usay and Kude, right? Is that who they are? Is that right?
Yes, Feral sons,
Usay and Kude. Okay, good. I'm glad I remembered. God bless them. But there's a big difference. If you and your wife and kids sit around the fire pit and drink Lead Slinger's whiskey and smoke a nice cigar and decide to lose $250 million because that's what you feel like doing, it's only impacting you four as decision makers and stockholders. But if you sit around the boardroom as a publicly traded company with a responsibility for nothing, but that's the CEO's sole responsibility, is the profitability of that company, period, period. And you make that decision that impacts millions of stockholders out there, to me that would seem actionable. But I don't know. That's just me saying that as the host of the show. I don't know. It would seem to be that there could be some action there. I don't know.
What is actionable, and you don't need to be a legal scholar to be able to make this observation, is whether or not you choose to patronize Dick's.
Correct.
After their total betrayal. You know, it's one thing to say we're no longer going to carry this merchandise. It's a whole nother thing to say now we're lobbying to Congress for more infringements against who were previously our customers. And I got to tell you something, Mark. It angers me to drive past the local Dick's Sporting Goods and to see cars in the parking lot and to know that among those cars, there have to be some gun owners in there. There have to be some FUDs, some sportsmen, some people trying to take advantage of a price because that's more important to them than the principle. And you know what? You can't boycott everybody. I mean, you know, if we were going to boycott everybody, you and I wouldn't be able to be having this conversation right now.
That's
because we're going across lines with media companies and things like that. I would not be able to be on the internet because of the big, Silicon Valley providers and things like that. But you can pick and choose your fights. And if Dick's isn't a fight to pick and choose, I don't know what is.
I agree 100% with that. I'm glad you brought that up because before the break, I also mentioned Walmart, and I want to get your opinion on Walmart as well. Let me tell you this firsthand. Listener, I love conversations like this. David and I talk like this on the phone. And in fact, part of the premium content that I'm looking to bringing you in the next few days and weeks is going to be conversations like this, private conversations that you'll hear with maybe David Codrey and myself behind the scenes as we talk about these things and form strategy. And David, it's interesting. I love conversations like this because a lot comes out of it. When you say we have to pick and choose our fights, let's hold on to Dick's Sporting Goods for just a second here. I haven't patronized them in, it's been quite some time. I think the last thing I bought from them was, believe it or not, I think a Yeti before they bailed on gun owners as well. Cup for my boat. You know, so it's one of those deals where you can't win for losing, right? So I haven't been back.
Last time I was there, I registered as a Democrat to the solicitor outside, Mark.
Well, you know, you're right. You can't boycott everybody, and you do have to pick and choose your fights. This is a fight worth picking. And a fight worth winning because we can win this. We've already won it to $250 million. Okay. And we can win it to another $250 million and really smack some satellite radio moment word hurt on them where it needs to be hit. And that's in their pocketbook. But interestingly, let's transition over to Walmart. And by the way, there are lots of other places to buy cleats and shoes and golf clubs and fitness equipment, folks, that's not near as expensive as Dick's either. So start searching around and do yourself a favor if you're a gun owner and don't patronize that man and his family business. Don't do it anymore. I promise his father's rolling over in his grave. I bet his father's so disappointed it's not even funny because he started that with guns and ammo and fishing gear. And I guarantee he wouldn't have bailed on us like this. David, when we come back, I want to pivot you over to Walmart, okay, in the next segment. Because you can't boycott everybody, right? Or can you? And what's the difference between Dick's and Walmart? Let's go there with David Codrey when we come back. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, Tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back at it. Segment four, I know, I hate it. Shanto in Dallas can do, Sean, you can do lots of stuff, brother, but you can't give me more time. So let's just jump right back in. Lead Slinger's Whiskey can help you jump back in, too. Those guys support Armed American Radio. Those vets support them. David Kodria, welcome back. Really, really provocative conversation today. I love it. Let's go from Dick's Sporting Goods over to Walmart, as I said before the break. Walmart has said, and they've sold their soul to the devil, as has Kroger, Publix, Walgreens. CVS went all in and said, no guns, period. Okay? But Walmart said, please don't openly carry your guns in our stores. And they left it at that. Then they decided that they were going to stop selling guns, certain types of guns and ammo. Now, there's a report out today, that Walmart, I'm looking right at it. Now Walmart is dropping sales of air pistols, too. Now, I made the prediction on these airwaves right after Walmart came out and got down on a knee and took a knee, just like Kaepernick and the rest of them, and folded to the devil, the gun grabber goobers. Okay, that they would eventually be out of the firearms business altogether. That's how far they're going to go because the gun grabbers aren't going to stop. So at this stage of the game, what do you tell people about Walmart?
Yeah. Well, if we're going to switch over to Walmart, I have to put on my tank top where my belly holds out. Okay. So
don't forget anyways, the different colored Halloween socks, too. Okay.
Right. Well, you know, they're supposedly dropping the sale of air pistols.
Yeah.
Which is just. Absolutely. How much more ridiculous do you have to be? And of course, you know, I'm of a mind that a store can sell whatever it wants to sell. That's their business. However, when they're doing it in tandem with all the virtue signaling that's going on, and they too joining with Dick's in calling for additional legislation and infringements, at this point, this is not just a business decision. This is a we don't think that you should be armed, and we don't think that you should be taking, you know, getting your children air rifles and air pistols and things of that nature so that they can eventually get into and grow into shooting sports and then beyond that, defense of the right to keep and bear arms. This is ideological cleansing that is going on. they're a part of it. And my only real comment on that, I saw that story. I put a little blog out on waronguns.com. And my comment was, that's one less line of products any employee you manage to find won't be able to tell you anything about.
Well, you know,
which is
pretty much
the Walmart shopping experience in my estimation.
Yeah, can you tell me if you sell watch batteries? We do over at jewelry. Okay. Can you tell me if you sell watch batteries when you get over to jewelry? No, we don't sell watch batteries. You get that. But I get that whole theater of the mind thing with you. Here's my take on this. I told listeners, you remember me telling you this, listeners, that you know, like David said, you can't boycott anybody. You're boycotting Walmart isn't going to hurt Walmart at all. They don't care about your business. It's not going to hit them in their pocketbook. I'm sorry, it's just not going to. That's just a sad reality. There are enough people that shop at Walmart that they will be able to absorb exactly what we're talking about right now, particularly if they do it incrementally, air gun by air gun, over the next 10, 12 months, next 13 months, next 2 years. It isn't going to impact them. You have to make the decision in your own head how much you're going to take and by whom. That's why we're talking about when you have to say we pick and choose our fights. David, my deal was Walmart didn't say to me, don't bring your concealed gun in here. They said, don't openly carry your gun in here. That's all. I walk into Walmart. I did it just 2 days ago, openly carrying my gun, by the way. I went to get some shipping supplies. The only thing I buy in Walmart for my books. I walked in openly carrying a Glock sidearm, went right through the line, came right back out. Nobody said a word to me. Not one. In fact, one guy commented on my hat because I was wearing a SIG hat. And he commented on my hat. Nice hat. As I was walking out. Didn't comment on the Glock on my hip, but he was commented on the SIG hat. So I just want to say.
Yeah, it's how far do you want to carry it?
Because right. How far do you want to go?
If you're going to go after Walmart, then you're out of big box stores like Sam's Club altogether. Because you can't go to Costco because Costco nationwide prohibits concealed carry, prohibits any gun unless you're one of the only ones, unless you're a law enforcement officer. And
But David, I walk out of there to get my prime meat for my smokers laughing because I'm carrying a gun in violation of their policy and I'm not violating any law. To me, I like that. Isn't that a way to get them back? Because I've picked up the phone before and called Costco and said, I was just in your store lawfully carrying my sidearm in violation of your store policy and your store was safer and I just spent $150 in there on USDA prime beef that I'm going to smoke up the hood with over the next couple of days. So take that to the bank. Dude, remember, this is Georgia. The people who work in the Costco there are gun owners and gun lovers just like we are. They don't care. The only people who seem to care about this stuff are the media. But when you get right down to the nitty gritty, the people who work in there, they're gun owners too, brother. So where do we go?
Yeah, I just wish that most Americans would understand how precious their birthrights are. And it, you know, not to get all biblical on you, but you know, Esau, you know, trading his birthright for a mess of pottage, you know, some lentil soup. And this appears to be where most Americans are at. They would rather be able to watch Dancing with the Stars and have Rachel Maddow tell them who to vote for and show up for Bernie rallies. And it's just amazing to me how far the American populace has degenerated in terms of involvement and what Patrick Henry called being jealous of your rights and suspect anyone who approaches that jewel. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. And most don't care as long as they have Dancing with the Stars on the tube and they can go out and get what they want to get. It's a nation of consumers. And when that pipeline gets shut off, as we're seeing, you know, in California with all the power outages that are going on right now, a lot of them are going to be in for very, very rude awakenings.
Yeah, it's a fascinating conversation. Let me leave that part of it with this. I go out of my way not to support businesses who don't support my right to bear arms. But there are sometimes it's unavoidable. And when I'm barbecuing for the neighborhood and I need what I need and the only place I can get it is Costco, unless I want to spend three times the price, I'm going to go in Costco. But if I do, I make sure to violate their policy with a grin on my face, with a gun on my hip. They don't know. And to me, that's a little bit of retribution. So it makes me feel a little bit better. But David, let's talk about quickly, because time will get us. you know, if I don't play that game, if I don't pick and choose my fights, I'm in a world of hurt. Because the only places to buy groceries around me are Aldi, which I've never been into. It's about 6 miles away. I wouldn't go there if I didn't have to. Publix. I got three Publixes within a mile and a half of me as the crow flies. Two Krogers and a Walmart. That's where I shop. That's what's around me. Unless I want to get in my car and drive 11 miles in one direction over here and go over here where it's too expensive and do individual shopping at individual stores. Now, I don't shop at Walmart anyway except for my shipping supplies for my books. But nonetheless, you know, I'm running out of real estate. So,
yeah, it's the adage, Mark, about cutting off your nose to spite your face. And what that brings me to is a great line. I wish I could remember it verbatim, that George C. Scott spoke in Patton, that nobody ever won a war by dying for his country. Wars are won by making the other poor, dumb SOB die for his country.
There you go. Look, it's very well said. Boy, we've only got a minute. I could go on and on and on with you. David, promise to come back next week. Lee Williams, the gun writer, is going to be with me tomorrow. Will you join me next week on the air?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
I want to continue these conversations with you. I have so much fun talking with you. And I'm going to tell you, listener, right now without even asking David, but I guarantee David will participate in some premium content where you'll get, and here's what's beautiful about the premium content. You're going to get raw, unfiltered content. You're not going to get FCC-restricted content. You're going to hear David and I, or Alan Gottlieb and I, and AWR Hawkins, or whoever else it is, talking about these issues as we really do on the phone during a day as we're planning strategy and discussing what our next move is going to be as a movement and as part of the organizations that we work with and write for and write with and talk about. Powerful stuff, David. Thank you for being here. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. David's going to be back next week. You know the routine. You know the drill. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.